player from Haynes in the 70s, that was the biggest game of the year for him.
The alumni basketball game faces off Glacier Bears, old and new, this Friday. And studded tires, good or bad. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. How to end one year and begin another. With a resolution, sleep right through it, a raging party. This year, a group of people in Haynes plan to ring in the new year without toasting the iconic champagne glass. But that doesn't mean it's not a party, says Gary Lowe of the Haynes Alcohol Task Force, the group that's throwing the party.
It's going to be New Year's Eve. It'll start at 8:30 and run until probably after midnight, till about 12:30 in the morning at the A and B Hall. Totally free, community-wide event. Everyone's encouraged and asked to attend. We've got door prizes that we'll be giving out, a lot of donations from local businesses. And we're just going to be playing games and having some snacks and doing some karaoke, and we'll have a DJ there.
There's no cost to attend the New Year's Eve party at the A&B Hall next to the Search Clinic in Haynes, although donations are accepted. Organizers like Victoria Moore have been working to make it a party that shows celebration doesn't require adult drinks. So if you BYOB, make sure it's your own boots you're bringing. It's booze-free, not free booze.
So that we can show that we can have a fun time and the family unit can all bond together and we can all enjoy each other's company without having alcohol involved.
The party isn't just for families. Everyone in the community is invited to be there. It's part of a larger movement to address alcohol abuse in Haynes, a movement that thrives under the Haynes Alcohol Task Force and has gained momentum through the summer.
It's open for the entire community. We encourage everyone in town to be there.
Another New Year's Eve event has a group of people solving a murder mystery at a winery setting. It's an interactive murder mystery dinner party, a whodunit, sponsored by Lynn Canal Community Players. Tickets are no longer available, but for those in Haynes who have them, dinner is French cuisine with a twist. Annette Smith explains.
You gather for dinner, and there's a body on the floor, and there are various suspects. And that's where the fun comes in, is that each of these suspects gives their account of themselves and of the murder. And the guests all get clues. Everybody gets a clue that's different than the clues that other people have. And so what you do is you mingle around, during the conversation you say, well, did you know such and such about so-and-so? And you pass your clue around, and you gather information. Each of the tables is going to be a team. And then at the end, some team is going to figure it out.
In Skagway, the Elks Lodge is throwing an adults-only party on New Year's Eve. There'll be door prizes, food, and live music by Chrome Forest out of Juneau. Admission is $5 at the door, and the party starts at 8 p.m. The Skagway Elks is not only throwing the last party of the year, but the first one of next year. They have a brunch on Sunday, the first day of 2012. More information at 983-2235. The Haynes Alumni Game is on. The historic ball game for decades has matched up the Haynes High basketball players against former Glacier Bears in front of a live Haynes audience. Haynes High basketball coach Steve Fossman describes some of the long history behind the hometown game that started back when Haynes had a City League team.
Back when high school ball got started in Haynes, they played the men's teams in town. They had a City League of men's teams, and the high school would actually play them. So I think playing the men got started then, but it, you know, developed into the alumni game. And, you know, I know for a lot of guys, you know, Terry Seeley, for example, who was a great ball player from Haynes in the 70s, that was the biggest game of the year for him that he looked forward to most of all.
But for such an anticipated tradition, the game hasn't always been able to happen. It's a tough one to schedule, says Fossman. It has to occur when more alumni are home for the holidays, and that happens to be the beginning of a long season for the high school team.
In the past, since I've been coaching, I've probably disappointed people where I haven't participated in the alumni game, but sometimes if you have several injuries or guys that are healing, it's hard to do it. And I know the people really, really like the alumni game. So, well, we got a very deep squad this year, so I figured it would be a good time to, you know, have the alumni game. And I know that people are starving for basketball right now. People would really like to get down and watch some basketball. So we're hoping to, you know, provide some good entertainment for the community.
The Glacier Bears boys don't have a home series until January 21st, so this game will mean a lot not only to the players but to the fans, especially when they get to see who's playing this year on the alumni team.
For the alumni, you know, that's going to be a surprise. I've contacted quite a few people. I know there's a wedding going on. Some guys are going to be out of town to Juneau for and this and that. So I can't really give a roster right now. That'll be a surprise. I'm sure there will be a fairly good number of guys on the alumni team.
The season just began for the Glacier Bears. The boys have played three games so far, all against 4A schools in Anchorage. Coach Fossman says this will be a chance for Haynes to preview how the team will look in the upcoming conference season.
We had a green and white intra-squad scrimmage earlier this year just to let the people come out and get a preview and see the guys run. And after that, the 15th, 16th, 17th of December, we traveled to Anchorage and we played in a tournament. We played against Chugiak, Eagle River, and East High. And we beat Chugiak by 3, lost to Eagle River by 9, and lost to East High by 20. So, but they were, you know, the guys got a lot better. Those are big schools that we're playing against. And so now, you know, we go into the alumni game, it'll be a chance for people to come back and see these guys all playing together as one team after playing a tournament and having some games under their belt.
The Haynes Glacier Bears alumni basketball game is Friday, December 30th at the Carl Ward Gymnasium at 6:30 p.m. Admission raises money for the high school boys basketball team and is $5 general admission, $2 for seniors and students, and free for preschool age kids. Call 766-2169 for more information. The high school team plays a series of conference away games next month at Petersburg the first weekend in January, Sitka the following weekend, and then away games in Wrangell. Alaskans have faced the studded tire dilemma for years. Supporters say they make winter driving safer. Opponents say metal studs tear up roads and highways, causing equally dangerous conditions. Pacific Northwest drivers also have the issue before them. One Oregon activist is collecting signatures for a measure that would do away with studded tires for most vehicles. Correspondent Chris Lehman talked to drivers on both sides of this debate and filed this report.
Jeff Bernards is a man on a mission, but not everyone is receptive to it.
You guys want to sign the initiative to get rid of those studded tires in Oregon?
No, thanks.
Come on, you hate riding on the rut.
Bernard has turned his compact car into a billboard on wheels. In just minutes at this holiday craft market in Salem, the Portland man has filled up several pages with signatures from people like Julie Merrick. She says studs rip up roads and...
I am not so sure that they really work. I don't think that they save your life or make your driving safer.
Most winter driving studies reach that same conclusion, with one exception. In certain icy conditions, studs can offer better traction than studless winter tires. On snowy or wet roads, studs offer no advantage. But whether studded tires work is almost beside the point for Jeff Bernards. He remembers speaking to a group of skiers.
When I spoke, I said, hey, I'll bet 98 to 99% of the time you're driving on dry pavement and aren't using the studs, and the room went quiet, and not one person opposed what I said.
A 2000 study by ODOT found that just 16% of Oregon drivers use studded tires, though the rate topped 40% in parts of eastern Oregon. That same study concluded that the little pointy metal bits chew up $50 million worth of pavement and concrete each winter. And ODOT says it only has enough cash to repair about one-fifth of the damage caused by studded tires each year. But as for taking sides...
ODOT cannot and will not take any position on any particular initiative.
Dave Thompson is an ODOT spokesman.
What we can do is tell you exactly what we've been saying for years and years and years. Studded tires cause damage.
ODOT recommends drivers who frequently encounter snow and ice use either chains or non-studded winter tires. But studded tire users say those alternatives just don't cut it. Take Pat Ryan.
See, my wife drives a nice Prius, which she keeps clean. This is the dog hauler here.
We climb into his Toyota pickup for a quick drive around the neighborhood. It's a bright, sunny morning, but danger still lurks around nearly every bend in the road.
Yeah, well, you can still see frost wherever there's shade at 11:30 in the morning.
Ryan says studded tires protect him and his wife on days when there's black ice or hard-packed snow. That's why he's deeply opposed to a ban on studded tires, even though he knows they damage the road.
I feel that I need the safety that is provided by studs, and I'm willing to pay for that. I am perfectly happy with them charging me more. I'll pay $10 more a tire or whatever, so that whatever damage I'm doing is ameliorated by me paying for it.
A ban or a fee on studded tires has repeatedly come before the legislature, 16 times in the past decade alone, though none of those bills ever came up for a vote. If the ban makes it to the ballot, it's not clear how the tire industry will react. Oregon-based Les Schwab says it isn't taking a position on the proposed ballot measure, but the company repeatedly challenged the wording of the petition, and a company spokeswoman said Les Schwab is, quote, committed to providing customers with a selection of tires to choose from. I'm Chris Slayman reporting.
This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS News.